The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, from the firing of neurons in a fraction of a second to the monthly cycle of ovulation to a seasonal shift in sleep patterns, the human body runs on rhythms. But making sense and making use of these signals is something else. And this is precisely what our first guest, Daniel Forger, explains from his book, Biological Rhythms. Great to have you on the show with us, Daniel.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I must admit, this sort of thing does tend to go straight over my head. But the one rhythm I thought of when I knew I was interviewing you is the circadian rhythm or the body clock. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm acutely aware of it right now, because even though I'm a professor in the US at the University of Michigan, I'm actually at the moment sitting in South Africa visiting Nelson Mandela University. So my circadian rhythm is definitely very off, and I definitely feel jet lag.
Oh, bless you. What time is it there?
So right now in South Africa, it's 3:25. Most people have actually experienced this too, because some countries, though not all, have gone through daylight savings time. And even that 1 hour shift is enough to confuse our bodies that we become more fatigued. Accident rates go up, heart attack rates go up. So these rhythms are actually extremely important for our lives.
Okay, so what other rhythms are there in our body? I mean, I've mentioned the only one that I can think of, but there's obviously much more.
Yep. This book that I just published with MIT Press for the general public in their Essential Knowledge series, each chapter is devoted to one of these rhythms. So one of the ones that we think a lot about is sleep-wake rhythms. And when we go to sleep and when we wake up is affected by the circadian rhythms. There are times of the day where we're more likely to sleep than others, but it's also affected by lots of other things, how tired we are, how long we've been awake. So that's one of them. Another one of the chapters is on melatonin. We have a natural rhythm of melatonin, and a lot of people take melatonin to kind of trick the body to thinking it's certain times of day to help them sleep better. Temperature rhythms are really important, and our bodies need these rhythms to be, you know, more active during the day and less active at night. Another key one is mood rhythms. So all these rhythms are related to each other. And if you're sleeping at the wrong time of day for your biological clock, that could actually start to induce depression-like symptoms. And sleep patterns are very messed up in individuals who have mental health challenges. That's one of the biggest phenotypes we see. And actually, that's what brought me to Nelson Mandela University, where I'm talking with all sorts of faculty, you know, in their Faculty of Health Sciences about these rhythms in mood. I'll just mention one or two more rhythms in metabolism. Some of your listeners may have heard of time-restricted eating. One of the easiest ways to lose weight nowadays is to time when you eat things. And amazingly, even if you eat the same amount, the same number of calories, if you eat it at certain times rather than other times, you actually gain or lose weight. So there are tons of rhythms out there. And we're just starting to realize quite how important these rhythms are.
That's very interesting about the metabolism. So does our metabolism change at certain parts, times of the day then?
Oh, absolutely. Our bodies need to be ready to eat. It's very important for us to eat at those particular times. And you may notice that if you eat very regularly at a particular time, even in the middle of the night, that midnight snack, your body may just naturally wake yourself up already because it's all ready to eat. And then that metabolic rhythm will affect, you know, your sleep-wake rhythm. This also happens to travelers, because right now my sleep-wake rhythm is desynchronized from this metabolic rhythm, is desynchronized from the melatonin rhythm. And it's all about how you could get these rhythms more aligned, which will certainly help you be more productive, less fatigued, you know, and improve your mood.
So as far as metabolism's concerned, and I suppose all the rhythms really, is it a one size fits all? I mean, would you say, right, everybody should eat at this time of the day and not eat at this time of the day? Or is everybody's body different?
I think there's a fair bit of variation between different people. And one of the one example of this is certain people are just naturally night owls and some people are morning larks. And scientists have shown this is actually somewhat encoded in our genes. Another example of this is these rhythms change definitely as we age. So a college student falling asleep at 1 or 3 in the morning and having dinner at midnight might actually be normal for them. But for me, as I advance in age, it would be very unusual for my body to want to eat at midnight. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand these rhythms and personalize them, getting to your question, because they are different for different sorts of people. And there's a new technology which makes this all work, wearables. And so that's really, in essence, what the book is saying, that now that we have all these wearable rhythms, the wearables can tell us about when the best time for us to eat is, the best time for us to sleep. Or continuous glucose monitors are becoming very popular, where people originally with diabetes, but now even some of the general people in the general public are having these continuous measurements of their glucose rhythms, which tell them some about how well they, you know, when to eat and when not to eat. There are some general principles, but they definitely need to be personalized. And the future looks very bright in this way because of all these wearables.
So it says that the book obviously is a practical guide and it gives you the tools for reading and interpreting your own rhythms. How can you do that then?
Yeah, well, the easy answer, of course, is for me to say to read the book. But there are certain just general principles that it's helpful to understand. Like if you have one of these rhythms, to understand about the amplitude of the rhythm, the phase of the rhythm, and how that could be shifted. And therefore, you know, that leads to lots of practical insights. For instance, when to avoid light or when to get light in order to, you know, adjust your clock to new time zones. So even though I for instance, do feel some of the effects of jet lag, I was able to fly here and follow some of the signs that I was getting from my wearables and sleep at the right times so that, you know, I flew in late at night and by the next day I was having meeting after meeting after meeting. The book definitely goes into a lot of those rhythms and also what happens when rhythms go wrong. One of the things that I'm particularly interested in now is when our sleep patterns are desynchronized from our internal circadian clock, and that could really start to affect our mood. So I talk about, the book also has a lot of personal examples, and I talk about some of those too.
Yeah, I can see it could help people be more productive. And I was just thinking about, is there a rhythm for something like stamina? Because I'm thinking it could help people like athletes become even better.
Yes, so athletes pay large amounts of money to consultants to help them time all their rhythms. And there's a fair bit of evidence at the highest levels of athletics. People need to compete in things like the Olympics or other, you know, World Cup or national championships where they have to go across time zones. And when they do that, you're at a disadvantage if you're trying to perform, you know, at your peak, but your body is not right for that. There are lots of examples of how this could, affect, as you said, stamina, performance. A lot of the research in my group right now is thinking about cognitive fatigue and performance, you know, whether you're driving a truck and you want to be able to swerve away in case there's an accident in front of you. So there's a lot of research there trying to figure that out. But it really can improve your stamina. It can improve your alertness. It can improve your performance. And one last thought about that is people are actually terrible judges of their own performance. So you may think that you could do really well. A college student will pull two or three all-nighters, and not full all-nighters, but they'll have this great sleep deprivation, and they'll take a test at the wrong time, and they'll walk out of that room and they say, oh, I aced that test. And then when they get it back, they're kind of surprised that instead of an A, they got a C. So people aren't good judges of how well they'll actually perform when you validate it on real tests. And that's where understanding some of these rhythms can give some people some of that information to better perform.
And we mentioned in the introduction that the monthly cycle of ovulation. So obviously, if somebody's trying to have a baby, I do know that there is a gadget for that. You can get a gadget from the chemist or the pharmacy to tell you exactly when. So for that, I guess you don't need to learn anything more.
Yeah, but the device is figuring this out. And I'm guessing you're talking about devices that would inform you when you're most fertile.
Yes.
And they're informing that based on the daily temperature rhythms and the amplitude of those temperature rhythms that you could measure from a wearable. So I'm of the, I mean, you could just trust these gadgets, but I'm definitely of this view that a little bit of knowledge yourself into what they're actually doing goes a long way, because then you don't want to just blindly follow the advice of these gadgets, especially when you're talking about something as important as having a baby. I mean, gosh, my two kids are about the most important thing that's happened to me.
Lovely. That's nice to hear. And is it scientifically true, Daniel, about lunar rhythms? Because I know some people say the phases of the moon can affect you.
Yeah, actually, there's a very good, there's a little section where we talk about that. Melatonin is very sensitive to light. So melatonin is this key rhythm that your body naturally releases melatonin. And when you have melatonin, it's like the signal for your body that it's the biological night, that it's dark, and you probably should go to sleep. But if you think about the natural world, or if you've ever been out camping and go out on a full, on a night with a full moon, you see there's actually quite a lot of light out there. And that light in experiments, you know, certainly the light can get up to, let's say, 50 lux or more. And that is definitely enough to suppress melatonin. So we're seeing there are these biological effects of the moon on and moonlight on these rhythms. I tongue-in-cheek call that section the lunacy of melatonin, not because, you know, there's anything strange about melatonin, but the lunacy, the luna, the meaning the moon, and the moon's effects, you know, on that rhythm. So yes, there are those, there certainly could be those monthly rhythms. But even more importantly, think about what the real world is for humans right now. You know, our bodies were designed to be out in the natural world to predict these things, to predict the seasons. And now all the signals we're getting are completely confused, because you could just flip on a switch anytime you need light. So your body is actually trying. One of our last papers showed that actually there is this physiology in your brain that or points to this physiology that's actually timing the seasons. And imagine what's happening to this system in our brains that's trying to determine the seasons by determining when the sun rises and when the sun sets. And all of a sudden at 3 a.m, you just flip on your incandescent light bulbs. And, you know, so our bodies are slowly adapting to modern light. And all the schedules that we read right now are, I think, really taking their toll on our bodies. So that's one of the reasons why I think it's really important to pay attention to these rhythms.
Yeah, the seasons are all over the place anyway, aren't they, at the moment? You don't know whether it's summer, winter, whatever's happening.
Yeah. And it's actually the light is that is what's really important for this. Temperature plays a role in humans, obviously, but it's that timing of light. So if you happen to be getting the wrong timing, then your body might think that it's more like winter rather than summer. And actually what we showed is that there are certain people who have genetic polymorphisms that affects the seasonality. And those people actually can have problems doing shift work in winter.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the sort of thing that really does affect your circadian rhythm, isn't it?
Yep. So again, our bodies follow these rhythms, and I think we're just waking up to the importance of these rhythms. One other thing I'll throw out there is most medications are more effective at certain times of the day than others. Chemotherapy could be twice as effective if you take it at one time rather than another time. So these rhythms actually could be a life or death factor for many people. And so that's why I wrote this book, just because I think the general public really needs to know a lot of this information, that there's a lot of science behind. Heck, rhythms won the 2017 Nobel Prize, but I think it hasn't made it quickly enough into our daily lives because they need to be personalized. And now we can do that with wearables.
Yeah, I get you. It's very interesting stuff. So if any of our listeners has an interest in reading and understanding your own body's vital signs, then you can buy the book right now from our website, tre.radio. Click on our virtual bookshop banner and you can buy it from there. It's called Biological Rhythms. And it's by Daniel B. Forger, who we're chatting to now. Daniel, thank you for your time. Good luck with your jet lag, although I'm sure you know how to sort it. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Great. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.